An explanation of the gems, or a phrase used to describe the gems, is flowers of the underworld. So they have the depth, they have the power to move at depth in the psyche. And they have a power to change or transform racial, cultural, and personal programs. All the programs that prevent us from finding our full potential. Another idea associated with this is yin and yang. You see, these are very fundamental, primordial sort of forces that we're talking about with the gems. So the ideas of yin and yang, light and dark, good and bad, masculine and feminine, come up through the gems. They're about the larger questions of life. Love and hate, existence and non-existence, spiritual and material. Yeah. These are the issues that are at hand with people who need the gems. So this is further illustrated through this third feature: animal and instinctual versus an enlightened attitude. We can compare this a little to the snakes. So one of the themes of the snakes is grappling the your sense of humanity, grappling with instinctual forces. So, and the tension between these. With the gems, it's the instinctual forces grappling with your sense of spirituality. Or enlightened attitudes, if you like. So it's your sense of violence or unrestrained instinctual desire, or it could be the inertia of being in the physical world, you know, this resistance that we have as being part of the physical world, being at odds with awareness, understanding, or big picture consciousness. So there's this conscious tension between the two. Yeah? And lastly here about opposing forces is that these things seem to be irreconcilable. You can't fix them. Yeah?